own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this hour number one edition, Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it this Thursday, July 3rd, 2025 edition. Again, tomorrow, I will not be live. I'm dealing with a head cold, a summer cold, and going to be celebrating Independence Day. Hopefully, Miss Vicky and I will be able to get out and get some sun. Hopefully the weather will be nice. We're going to go for a ride on the motorcycle, but basically trying to get rid of this cold. Losing my voice after the show, in meetings, in conversations. We're going to take the day off and hopefully be better on Monday. Former RNC committee man, national committee man, as well as state representative, very conservative business degree, master degree, I should say, Dave Ajima. In short, Randy, Democrats are liars. I saw it in Lansing as well. Most Democrats have little common sense and almost no knowledge of economics. Hence, they destroy what they claim to protect. AAA announcing this weekend, 72 million Americans will be traveling. Airplane tickets, average round trip price, $810, up 4% from last year, 2024. Why? Dealing with high fuel prices. I'm going to predict 4th of July next year, 2026. Right, a month before the August primaries in our elections, airplane tickets will be down. Why? Because fuel prices will be down. It's going to happen. Inflation is going to get under control. We're going to see prices come down, and the Democrats will not be able to point their finger at this one big, beautiful bill. Economic growth, which the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, and others are not even factoring into these numbers when talking about this bill. And as far as the cuts go that some of the House Freedom Caucus members want, they're going to happen. They're called rescission bills. They will rescind the spending to some of these bureaucratic agencies and departments outside of the main budget. They'll pass the House, they'll pass the Senate, and President Trump will sign them. The other component to this that they're not factoring in is that once the revenue starts coming in from tariffs and the economy growing, you're going to see the deficit stop. You're going to see it slow down. There's going to come a point in time, I'm going to predict this right now, over the remaining 3.5 years, basically, of Donald Trump's presidency, you're going to see the national debt clock come to a stop. Mark my words, there's going to be a point in time when it actually stops growing, because of the revenue increase coming into the U.S. Treasury. The deficit, the debt clock, folks, is based on revenue and spending. As the revenue increases, even though they haven't made as many cuts as we would like to see, even though more are coming, it's going to come to a stop. When that day comes, you know what's going to happen to our credit rating? Our credit rating is going to be increased. We're no longer a debtor nation. We're paying our bills. When that happens, interest rates on the debt will go down. They'll refinance. When they start spending less interest on the principal, on the national debt, more principal is going to go toward the debt, and it will actually start going down. This will happen. Mark my words, this will happen before January 20th of 2029 under Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And the one thing that you have to understand, economics, Dave Ageum is absolutely correct. The Democrats don't understand this. For some reason, they've never been educated when it comes to economics. Gretchen Whitmer doesn't get it. Dingell doesn't get it. Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, doesn't get it. It is absolutely, absolutely going to start going in the right direction, and it's going to go quickly. Look at what Donald Trump is doing to getting a deal struck with Iran and Israel. Look at what he's doing to get the ceasefire in Gaza. Look at what he's doing in courting Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Qatar, whatever you want to call it, the United Arab Emirates. With them realizing that we are increasing our oil production, supplies going up, prices going down. So as a result, you're going to see lower gas prices. They're coming. It may not happen right away because of the summer increase in these boutique blends that they're now refining for the summer. Because of certain states' emissions requirements, statutes, laws on the books, oil refineries right now for the summer are producing 7 different blends of fuels. It's increased cost in refining. It's artificially keeping the prices up. As soon as those blends go away in August, because that's when they stop having to produce those heading into September, October deliveries, and the price of oil probably dropping down, I'm going to say $55, perhaps $52 per barrel, it's going to cause gasoline prices to go down. And then you factor in the increased supply that the United States is going to be dumping into the market. Guess what? Prices are coming down, and they're coming down huge. So everything the Democrats are saying is basically not true. Between the political pressure of Donald Trump telling these congressmen, you're going to vote for this bill, or I'm going to get somebody to primary challenge you and replace you. He's already targeting Thomas Massey, the libertarian constitutionalist from Kentucky. He's already basically told him, if I get a veteran businessman to run against you and I endorse him, you're going to lose by 25 points. Your days in Congress are over, because Massey flat out has said he's not voting for the big, beautiful bill. Well, guess what? It's going to be his last vote that will determine his fate in the U.S. Congress. I think when the bill actually comes up this morning, I'm monitoring it on Fox News right now. When it comes up for a vote, you might be surprised to see what Thomas Massey votes. Congressman from Kentucky. We'll see. Because if he wants to stay a congressman, he better vote yes, or Trump's going to take him out. going to be that simple. An Elon Musk threat about any of the Republicans that vote for it, he's going to personally find and finance candidates to run against them next year. I don't think it's going to work. His money, his candidate against a Donald Trump endorsed candidate, Trump wins. Sorry, Elon, you may be the richest man in the world, but you're not the president. The president's endorsement carries more weight. Pure and simple. So it's going to be interesting to watch. And again, we're monitoring it in the background. When they open up the board, I'll tell you. There's no need to call any congressman. They've already made up their minds. Just getting through the stall tactics that the Democrats are doing. Just getting through the stall tactics, getting it to an open board, is going to happen today. Don't know exactly when it will be done voting. The record, I believe, in the U.S. Congress is almost 8 hours. 7 hours and 45 minutes for a board to be open taking votes. So it may not be until later this afternoon. But when we find out, it will absolutely cause the stock market to go through the roof. Mark my words, when this passes the House, the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500, they're all going to go up. This economy is going to get moving quickly. And there's nothing the Democrats can do to stop it. Why? They don't have the majority in the House. They don't have the majority in the Senate. And these budget deficit hawks are going to vote for it. Donald Trump's met with them. Donald Trump has already told them he's going to sign executive orders for whatever it is that is the bug up their butt. He will sign an executive order to take care of it. And based on his victories in the Supreme Court, as well as these other courts, these executive orders will stand. Great day in America, folks. Especially based on this vote coming up in Washington, D.C. Third break. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. A little more housekeeping, getting to Mike Solarski's text message. Solarski excavating and paving downstate. While Trump is reinvigorating our nation's economy, slow down and read the text. Reinvigorating our nation's economy. Excuse me. Our governor floats wrong-headed ideas like an additional business tax for Michigan businesses. They think the roads being fixed with corporate income tax increases will incentivize businesses to come to Michigan. Not. The Democrats, Whitmer and Dingell included, are beyond quadrupling down on trying to repeat their lies enough to become truth. They have nothing. For my Democrat quote-unquote friends with Trump derangement syndrome, I simply point to Trump's scoreboard. The truth is the truth, and it cannot be denied. Absolutely agree, Mike. And one of the other factors you have to put into this equation, growth. You don't even hear the Republicans talking about this. And I don't know how they cannot factor in the growth. The numbers are that the GDP in the short term, based on this bill passing today, being signed into law tomorrow, Independence Day, by President Trump, they're predicting in the first quarter after this bill passes and goes into effect, 5.2% increase in GDP. They're saying that increase could last for the remainder of this year, not only next quarter but the last quarter of 2025. Then going forward, it will probably settle down to about a 3.5% increase in GDP, gross domestic product. Folks, this is money, the economy. With these trade deals that Donald Trump's doing, with these tariffs, forcing these companies to reduce the tariffs on our goods going into their countries, our farmers especially, everything we export out of this country will be available at lower prices around the world, not just here in the United States, but around the world. that's going to cause our markets to go crazy. The amount of revenue coming into the United States is going to go through the roof. And you know what's going to happen? Inflation will slow down to roughly probably about 1.5 to 2%, which is a normal, healthy rate of inflation. The debt's going to slow down. Spending cuts are going to continue. Do you think for 1 second, with all those recommendations that Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiencies, DOGE, have come up with, do you think they're going to just forget about them? You think they're just going to not pass legislation and budgets, spending, to reduce those bureaucratic agencies and departments? Of course they're going to. Are they going to get it in a reconciliation spending bill today? No. That's not what you do in this type of bill. You do it in future rescission bills. Those are coming. This is absolutely amazing. Amazing what is going to happen. And the Democrats don't want it to happen. Why? Because we have elections next year in 2026, especially like our state, Michigan. Well, guess what? When this starts happening this year, heading into next year's election, it is going to be absolutely the worst news for the Democrats when people go to vote next year. It's the economy, stupid. James Carville made that famous with Bill Clinton back in the 1990s, and it's still true today. When the economy takes off, when people have more money in their pockets, when they're able to spend more money, invest more money, put some aside for retirement, college, savings accounts, guess what? This is going to be absolutely huge. And one of the things that they didn't even talk about, you want to talk about Michigan's economy, Dingle? Brand new United States American-made cars, trucks, SUVs. The interest on those car loans where you actually buy the vehicle, you don't lease it, but you buy it, is going to be tax deductible once again. There's so many nuggets in this thing. It's unbelievable. So again, still monitoring it. The bill is coming to the floor in the United States House of Representatives, Congress, today. We'll keep monitoring it, waiting for it, the board to open up. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs